the picture isn't universally bad, but it is as tough as it has been, certainly in the last decade, particularly for policymakers.
Hugh Pym. The Shadow Chancellor, George Osborne, says the British government was ill-prepared for international problems.
We've seen the rising price of oil and the rising price of food across the world. But it's in Britain where we didn't use the good years to prepare for these difficult years. So it's in Britain where the government is adding to the cost of living by, for example, going ahead with plans to tax family cars or next year increase taxes on the low paid. Whereas most other governments in the world are responding to these international events by helping people with the cost of living and in some cases, for example, in the United States, actually sending people checks to help with them. In Britain, thanks to the boom and bust years of Gordon Brown, actually taking money away from people.
George Osborne. Some economists believe that the government's wrong to target inflation in the first place. Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz was a chief economist at the World Bank. He's now chairman of the Brooks World Poverty Institute at the University of Manchester.
There is one worry that is sometimes put forward by inflation hawks, that we live on a precipice. That once inflation starts to grow, it grows without bounds. It's sort of like an alcoholic, and if he falls off the wagon, he becomes an addict. And so the notion is that all societies are inflation addicts, and if they taste a little of inflation, it'll get worse and worse. Again, no compelling evidence in support of that theory.
So is the government wrong to target inflation then?
I think it is. Obviously, it's one of the variables that you want to keep your eye on. You can't ignore it. But on the other hand, to focus this much attention on inflation is, wrong. Remember, the standard recipe of raising interest rates, cooling the economy down, increasing unemployment, compounds the impact of inflation on the poor, because the poor inevitably are the ones who are going to face unemployment. Higher unemployment is going to put downward pressure on wages, and it's going to make them even less able to face the strain of these growing food and energy prices. So the recipe based on trying to kill the economy in order to stop inflation is a recipe to make the poor bear the burden. What we have to have is a way of recognizing that with higher external prices, there is a decreased national wealth, if you want to think of it that way, and the burden has to be shared equitably. And it's very clear who ought to be bearing the burden. The groups that have done very well over the last 25 years, the people at the top, you need to raise taxes on upper-income people to help provide food and energy, help to the bottom to pay for the higher food and energy costs.
Does the government have the ability to affect the prices of oil and food and so on? Today, the Chancellor said he was going to be working with other countries to try and get the price of oil down.
Very limited ability for any particular country, and very limited ability even for countries acting together. These are strong market forces acting globally. Exactly the right question. The only way that monetary policy works to get the average inflation rate down, given that the price of food and energy are going up, is to kill the economy so much, cause unemployment to rise so much that wages are dampened, prices are dampened. So remember, the inflation rate is an average. It's an average of a very high number due to food and energy, which you can't control, and the other parts of the economy, which you have some effect on. So in this particular case, the cure is worse than the disease.
The Conservatives make the charge that the government didn't do enough during the good years to make sure that the state of public finances were sound. The cliche they use is they didn't fix the roof when the sun was shining. Is there any truth in that?
Well, I think it is a good thing for governments when the economy is in a boom to set aside a surplus, particularly in Western economies like United States, the UK, and Europe, where households are not saving as much as they probably should.
Joseph Stiglitz. So what's the government's response to this?